Hey, oh, Sally. Woo-hoo, you.
Who is that?
It's me. What's the matter with the doorbell?
Oh, come on in, Cecil.
I've been punching this bell for half an hour. Didn't you hear me?
Oh, hello, Cecil. I'm glad you came over.
What's the matter with the doorbell? Doesn't it ring?
Cecil, you ought to wear a cap.
I don't like to. Is the doorbell out of order?
I'm here in the house all by myself, and I was just wishing you'd come over.
For cat's sake, will you answer my question?
Sure. What did you ask me?
What's the matter with the doorbell? Is it on the blink?
Oh, the doorbell? Oh, did you try to ring it?
Yeah. I kept pushing it, and you didn't answer.
Oh, it doesn't work.
So I had to knock. I knew someone was home.
Oh, how did you know that, Cecil?
Well, I just used my head.
Oh, not to knock with, Cecil.
I saw the lights on, and the door was open.
Oh, aren't you smart? You'd make a good detective.
Yeah, I know it.
I left the door open so I could hear you.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, I was reading a book.
I know. A love story.
No, not this time. Why didn't you walk on in, Cecil?
Well, it's not polite to walk in people's houses.
Cecil, I've been reading the most wonderful book.
Where is it?
Here it is. That's what I was reading. Here, see?
Gimme. Huh. The Spirit World. How to Communicate with the Dead. Oh, good grief.
Oh, Cecil, it's the most interesting thing.
Where did you get a thing like that?
From Miranda, our cook. She believes in it.
She believes you can talk to the spirits?
Oh, Miranda says she's done it. Honestly.
Oh, rat. I don't believe it. Oh, it's silly.
Oh, it is not, Cecil. Look, on page 36. See, it tells you how to go beyond.
Beyond where?
Beyond the curtain of life.
What are you talking about?
Why, Cecil, it's plain. It tells you how to talk to the dead.
Whoa, knock on wood. I don't like that.
Oh, it's wonderful and beautiful.
Huh. You've got a funny idea of what's wonderful.
Miranda talked to her husband.
Well, is that anything to holler about?
Yes, he's been dead for 10 years. She said she saw him just as plain.
You mean to say that Miranda talked to her husband that's been dead 10 years?
Yes, she summoned him back.
What'd they talk about? The weather?
No, he came back to warn her. Yes, sir.
Well, that's a dirty trick. What do you want to bother her for?
Oh, she wanted him to. She got a Ouija board and called him.
I'd hate to hear what she called him.
Well, you see, Miranda was going around with a colored man who cuts the grass, and she wanted to ask her poor dead husband if she should marry him, see?
Well, it wasn't any of his business. He had already kicked off. What did he tell Miranda?
Well, he came to her one night, and he warned her not to have anything to do with the other colored man, that he was only after her money.
After her money? Oh, why, she hasn't got any money.
Well, she did then. She had $33 in the bank, so she didn't have any more to do with Sam.
Well, if a spook ever started talking to me, he'd soon be talking to himself.
Why, Cecil, you're not afraid of the spirits, are you?
Who, me? Oh, why, of course not. I don't believe your old cook anyhow.
Why, Cecil, spirits won't hurt you.
They darn well know they won't hurt me. They won't get a chance.
Oh, Cecil, I think it's wonderful to be able to talk to another world.
Yeah, by wireless.
Well, that's what it is. It's sort of a wireless with the beyond.
I wish you'd stop saying that beyond. I don't like the sound of it.
All right. Cecil, I know.
What?
Well, you won't want to do this, but I've been reading all about it, and I think I could do it.
You could do what?
I think I could go in a trance.
You're always in a trance.
Cecil, let's call the spirits.
What for?
To talk to. Lev, come on. There's nobody home. I think it would be fun.
There's nobody home, all right. Right here.
Oh, Cecil, Lev. The book tells you how.
Oh, there's no such thing. I don't believe it.
Well, let's try it out. It won't hurt us.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Please, Cecil. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could really call a soul back?
Oh, all right. I'll play. Just to prove to you that it's silly.
Oh, Cecil, this is so exciting. Here, help me take the things off this table.
All right. What are you clearing the table for?
We have to use it. I know how.
Oh, you do? All right, Madam Hocus Pocus. What now?
Now, Cecil, you must do this right. The spirits don't like it if you're not serious.
Oh, I'll be serious. I'd like to see a nice old spirit. Hooray! That's the spirit.
Now, Cecil, stop joking. There, now you sit there on that side of the table.
All right. I'm all set. What now?
Now, I sit here on the other side of this little table, like this. Now, reach back and turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights? What for?
Oh, we have to do this in the dark. Spirits won't come unless it's dark.
Who says so?
The book.
Well, all right, I'll turn them off. I don't like this darkness.
Oh, Cecil, isn't it dark?
Yeah, it usually is when you turn out the lights.
Put your hands on the table. Here, where are you?
Here I am.
Oh, all right. Now we have to touch hands. There. Now, Cecil, we have to concentrate. What spirit shall we call?
I don't know. What are some good spirits that might come?
Isn't there someone that you want to talk to?
No, I'm not on speaking terms with any. You know somebody you'd like to talk to?
Oh, goodness, no, I don't. Well, we'll have to think of somebody.
Well, let's just call any old spirit. A nice, jolly one.
Well, who?
Well, let's see. Let's call the ghost of Pocahontas.
Oh, Cecil, don't make fun.
I'm not. Well, she probably wouldn't speak English anyhow. Let's get another one to come.
Cecil, Cecil, did you move the table? It moved.
Yeah, I crossed my legs. Let's call Miranda's husband. If he came to Earth for her, he might give us a break.
I don't remember his name. Let's see if we can talk to George Washington.
That's a noble thought. We can get the truth out of him.
Oh, goodness, it's dark. Oh, yes, Cecil, we have to ask questions. And spirits always answer yes or no.
No fooling. Well, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Yes, now remember this. One knock means yes, and two means no.
One knock means yes, and two for no. All right, I'm all set.
All right, now concentrate on George Washington. Now promise me, Cecil, you won't cheat.
I won't, honest. Cross my heart and hope to die. You can feel my hand. Let's go. Come on, George, show a little spit.
Cecil, now don't be disrespectful.
I'm not.
George Washington, are you here? George Washington, send your spirit to us.
He doesn't answer.
Cecil, I heard something.
I heard something, too. What was it?
Oh, Cecil, the spirit of Washington is in the room with us.
Gee, ask something, Sally, and stop shaking.
What shall I ask?
Well, anything. How long you'll live or something. It may not be long.
Tell us, spirit, how long shall I live?
Try it again, Sally. Maybe he didn't hear it.
Oh, spirit, how long shall I live?
I guess we didn't hear anything after all.
Cecil, I know I heard a noise.
Well, ask something about me.
All right, now concentrate. Oh, spirit, if you are with us, tell us how long Cecil will live. Will he live long?
Sally, did you do that?
No, Cecil, did you?
No, did you?
No. Oh, goodness.
Sally, the back of my head is cold.
Wait. Oh, spirit, tell us, are you here? Cecil, George Washington's spirit is here.
Sally, let's turn on the lights. Ye gods.
No, no. Oh, spirit, speak to us. Oh, Cecil, what did you turn the lights on for? You've spoiled it now.
Oh, gee. Oh, for a minute, I thought it was real. Whew,
oh, golly. You would have to go and spoil it. Turn the lights off again. What's that, Cecil? Listen.
Yeah, I hear it. It's somebody knocking on the front door. Go see who it is. It's probably your uncle. Better let him in before he knocks the door down. Ha. George Washington. Oh, yeah, George Washington.